llama, mentally disturbed llama, super llama, drama llama, big fat mama llama, 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama? It's me, bitch.
Yes, all I right, am that welcome llama. Welcome back that to llama. The 12th episode of the official Llama League podcast. Oh, shit.
Say it right.
Fuck that right up. Welcome back, everybody, to the 12th edition of the Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast, League Llamas.
Of extraordinary gentlemen. There you go.
This is your Suckmaster Supreme, Michael.
Seven game L streak.
Yes, right. Mr. FTW.
First two worst.
I'm your 2015 champ, Brian.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
And I'm just Nick.
Just Nick. Mr. No Time. No Time champ. But in second place? Third place. Falling down the order, so yeah.
Going back to the middle of the pack.
Where you belong. So you guys want to go over some last week's matchups?
Sure.
Oh, you fucking know it.
So I'll start with mine because I got booty raped by Kareem Hunt and Matt Ryan. Fuck those guys. Like, that's all I really like. In all honesty, all my losses have just come from like one or two guys. Just like, you know what? Like, Matt Ryan just held my butt cheeks apart, and Kareem Hunt just like forced his penis inside of my butt.
Is that episode of South Park where it was Steven Spielberg and George Lucas just raping Indiana Jones? That's pretty much what that was.
See, I'm going to be completely honest. I've never seen a full episode of South Park, so okay. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
All right. Well, either way, you got raped.
I remember when I was 12.
So I'm sure you guys don't want to talk about me and Kyle's matchup, so we'll go to Chris versus Eddie. When your main player is Travis Kelce, you're probably not going to win a lot.
That's a bad time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess Cam's good, but like, when your two best players are your quarterback and your tight end
and Minnesota's defense,
it's not a good look.
You can't rely.
There, Minnesota's defense hasn't been bad. I've actually tried to trade for him a couple times.
Yeah, they're actually.
But
if you got to rely on.
Yeah.
That,
so Chris handled the business. You know, that's what we expected. Let's see. Let's go to Ben and Vince.
That was a close match.
Yeah, that was actually probably the matchup of the week, surprisingly, because yeah, it did. And like to the last like 5 minutes of that game, I think Julian Edelman caught a pass for like 11 yards and sealed it or something. So
that's good for Vince.
Yeah, and like he said, he's won like
two in a row,
two out of the last 3 weeks. So I mean, cool. But you know what? Yeah, they're both, well, fuck Vince. I hate Vince. But for both of them, it's super good because they're actually, you know, they're putting in work, trying to at least. So, let's see. Then let's go to Billy and Nick. What happened there?
Alvin Kamara and fucking Drew Brees just decided to do the same thing as Matt Ryan and Kareem Hunt. Just hit me down.
And just it was a dick fest. And, well, from what I remember, is you like halfway through the game, you were like, or like halfway pretty, through the first, you were it, like, oh yeah, well, welcome back to being tied for first place.
No, I spoke too soon. Yep. It was whatever.
Did you GG him?
I did.
You good gamed him before it was over.
I good gamed him, but then I was like, in the back of my mind, I was thinking Deion Lewis might have, maybe. And I mean, I needed a miracle and.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Didn't work.
Moving on.
And then the most purest of domination, his purest a word, the most pure domination that I think we might have seen this this season was Brett just destroying you, Mike.
No. Me destroying Mike is probably higher than this.
Yeah.
But this was pretty, yeah, this is another bad one.
Yeah.
I would like to say that if it were me versus Brian this week, I would have won.
Well, good. I mean, if I had Billy's schedule, I think I'd be undefeated right now. So, you know, it's cool that...
His team has been solid putting up points, though.
Whatever. So, I mean, that was pretty much last week. There wasn't anything, like, super, like, special. Like, I guess Vince beating Ben, maybe? I mean, everything else was pretty much where it was.
Yeah.
What should have happened.
So, this week kind of really emphasized something, and we've talked about it throughout the past episodes, but I think this week really highlighted it. We had 5 teams all score within 8 points of each other. You have Chris, Vince, Ben, Kyle, and Nick all score between 110 and 118.
Nice, yeah, that's a good good find.
That really shows the parity and or the how evenly matched most of these are. But it also does emphasize the fact that the top two teams are noticeably the top two teams. Like, I don't like it's not a fluke that Billy got almost 130. And it's not a fluke that Brett almost got 140.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I think this week, outside of Brian's team just absolutely pulling a Michael, I think this week did a good job of just like, this is what the league is right now.
Yeah. Well, and like going back, I think we've kind of said in our group chat, it's like, you know, this has been one of the most competitive seasons, and I think it just shows week by week, like there's been some close matchups, you know?
And yeah. Like except for me and Brett, each matchup has an outside chance of anybody winning.
Yeah.
I feel like granted the odds are kind of stacked one way or the other, but there aren't that many ones where you're just like, it's a lock. Like,
yeah. Well, except for week 4 when Nick beat you 158-75, that was a lock.
No, my team's trash. No, I excuse myself. When I kind of said, yeah, like, except for like me versus Brett, I think I kind of emphasized that, my team is not scoring over 100 points.
No, so, I mean, round of applause for, like, the league. Like, good job, guys. Like, even Eddie is, like, trying.
Everybody's staying competitive.
So
he's not just rostering Niners.
Yeah, and or Seahawks. So, which would be really bad nowadays, because actually when I think the last time he was in the league, the Niners and Seahawks were decent.
Like 2011.
So, whatever. But, you know, good for everybody. I'm proud of you. But I'm just going to start fucking everybody every week. Like, Hogan leg drops.
Start doing that?
Yeah, no, it's going to start happening.
It's starting right now. Huh? Not a week before the draft?
Yeah, no. Right now. It's going to start right now. So, anyway,
so
I think...
confuses what's been happening so far.
I don't know what's been... Well, my 4-5 record doesn't show for much of anything, so I can't really talk too much about it. So, anyway, we're going to go... Yeah. So, we're going to go to waivers.
You picked up my team.
Yeah. And then I just trade them. And then you drop them, and then I pick them up, and then trade them back to you. That's pretty much how it goes. Speaking of trades, we're going to go to what happened with pickups throughout the weeks and trades. We actually missed last week. I did a burn notice. I hope you guys liked it. So we're going to kind of go back in time, and we're going to start with a trade that was kind of funny to me, and nobody really noticed it. And the one who didn't notice it was Christopher. And I actually text my Wolfpack partner kind of right as it was happening. So it was a trade between Vince and Chris. So little backstory, me, Chris, and Vince went on Sunday morning to watch some football at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Vince was like, oh, I need a quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And Chris was like, well, I have Carson Wentz. He's a solid 20 every week. And I was like, well, hold on. Let me find a trade for you guys. So I'm looking. And as I'm, like, kind of looking, I realize that I still have one more matchup with Chris. So that's, I think, week 12. And I was like, well, why don't you trade? Vince needs a running back. Or Vince needs a quarterback. Chris needs a running back. So why don't you trade Mark Ingram for Carson Wentz? And they both kind of looked at each other like, well, fuck, let's do it. Chris not knowing that week 12, Patrick Mahomes is on a bye. So now he's going to have to go... So now he's going to have to find a quarterback, and it's slim pickings out there right now. It's probably going to be like Eli Manning or Joey Flacky.
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins. So that was funny to me, and I just wanted to bring that up. It wasn't a huge trade. I mean, they both needed the players, but it was really just me trying to help myself later in the season. So good job, guys. Yeah, good job. Then we had another trade. It was me and you, Mike. It was you traded me Gronk and Chris Thompson, and I gave you Njoku, Doug Martin, and Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper and Chris Thompson are on neither of our teams now. And we're just kind of, you know, we're floating along.
Start David Njoku.
Yeah, uh-huh. So we're just kind of moving along. It hasn't really come to yet. Hopefully it does with Gronk. I don't really care about your team, Mike, so... Yeah. Moving on to the next trade was... Let's talk about it. You guys know it. You guys hopefully have heard about it. So, let's see. Wednesday, October 31st. That's Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Around 2:54 p.m., there was a trade that was sent to Billy from myself. It was Rob Gronkowski that I had just received from Mike like the day before, and Chris Godwin for going to Billy's team for Zach Ertz and Mitchell Trubisky. I figured, oh, I need a backup QB. Chris or Billy looks like he needs a receiver, you know, tight end for tight end. So, supposedly, Billy had a phone call and hit the accept button and traded him to me. And I was like, sweet. I did the whole group chat, like, welcome to my team, Zach Ertz, and, like, was super pumped about it. And then right when the trade went through, I got an update because I had Gronk on a different fantasy team that I won't talk about. And it said, oh, Gronk is questionable. He went from healthy to questionable. And then I posted that picture. I was like, good trade. Gronk went from healthy to questionable. And then, like, 3 seconds after, Billy was like, oh, my goodness, I don't want that. I accidentally accepted that trade. So, bullshit. But, cool. So, I was the bigger man, like I always am in this league. The bigger man. That's me. And fucking...
Bastion of sports.
And so, I told him, you know what? Just keep your fucking Zach Ertz. I don't need him. Whatever. But I'm still a little salty about it, so you guys want to help me out on this?
No.
So
who was in the wrong?
So
like
we just did a trade, right? And so you text me about it, and you were just like, you had to double click accept, right? And
yeah.
I was like, yes. So the fact that you accept it once, but then it's basically like, are you sure you want to do this? And you have to accept again, makes it
having to double click.
No, you have to. You accept it, and then it says, are you sure you want to go through with this trade or whatever, or something along those lines. And you have to hit accept again. So that makes it look kind of fishy.
Makes it sketchy.
But, you know, it is what it is, Bill. I'm proud of you. You're 8-1. Keep it up. But, asterisk. So.
You ain't cheating, you ain't
trying. You're the Barry Bonds of this league. Thank you very much.
Just win, baby, win.
Yeah, so I guess we'll leave that at that. I'm sure Billy's going to hop in the group chat and start bitching about it. But let's see, there's a little trade. I don't know what everybody was thinking here, but it's pretty even. Sony Michel for Amari Cooper. I'll let Nick break this one down since it was him and Kyle's trade.
Basically, I need a fucking wide receiver, and I know fucking Kyle needs another running back outside of Kareem Hunt. So I was like,
you took poops out of your own butts. And-
yeah, I mean, it's just one of my typical like bland ass trades. So yeah, no.
Both of them I've dropped.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah, good for you, Mike.
Yeah. I've dropped one of them like twice, I think, and maybe traded him. But so
there aren't many players left in the league that you haven't dropped.
Yeah, you haven't touched.
Yeah,
or tainted
me with my 50 like 4 waiver pickups or free agent pickups. But whatever.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah, sure.
Dropped and
pick
traded.
Him up. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Moving on to the next trade, which was probably the biggest trade of the last couple weeks, was me and Nick. It was, I traded away my heart, my pride and joy, Ezekiel Elliott, Chris Carson, and Houston Texans defense to Nick for CMC, Alex Collins, and Chicago defense.
Basically, just like
I like Brian's side of the trade, like what he got, because CMC seems to be way more.
There's a little bit more upside.
And Chicago has literally won Nick weeks.
Yeah, like, outside of last
Houston's
week.
Houston's not doing that. Chris Thompson for Alex Collins. Who gives
Chris Carson.
Yeah. Chris Carson. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even put them on my notes. I literally just put CMC in Chicago for Zeke in Houston.
So here's my thing. I know Zeke didn't play a full season last year, but he has a pretty soft schedule going in the last few weeks, but he also blew up that last half of the year last year. And I thought that would kind of be good for Nick and just to switch it up a little bit. And, I mean, defenses are defenses. I guess Chicago has won Nick weeks. I don't really know about that. But, yeah, whatever. And then I this is like... Oh, I don't know. I really just... I wanted... You know what? I wanted a defense that I could just put out there and just say, fuck it. Like, not have to worry about it. And then Houston also was on a bye this week, so I was, like, searching everywhere for a defense. So... and then this is like the fifth time I've had Alex Collins, so
the 10-cent hooker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait until I get a trade trying to give me Alex Collins back.
Don't worry, it might be coming. So that was all the trades. Shit, that took a long time. I don't know, waiver wire pickups, they cleared last night.
You picked up Christian Kirk and dropped
Chris Thompson.
Yeah, so
Are you trying to become me?
No, my team's way better than yours.
But you start my players.
I'm not starting your players. I'm only Chris starting them because
Austin
they have
Eckler.
Because they I had buys. That's one of the reasons why I've lost three games in a row is because I've dealt with buys every week. Your team's just garbage. You have Todd Gurley and nothing else.
The reason I started those guys is because I had injuries and buys.
And your team's trash and you had nothing else.
Right.
So let's see, we'll go over waivers. It looks like Ben picked up Dez Bryant. Anybody want to touch on that? I mean, I actually think that's good. I think that's going to be good for Ben at least.
Yeah, no, for him having the number one
was absolute garbage.
But he also didn't have Drew Brees throwing to him.
I don't see him like Michael Thomas is just better. Like,
yeah, but Dez is the number two. He's never been a number two. Like, all...
I don't think that's going to matter. I mean, he has been a number two. But I mean, like, a poop.
I think for Ben's team right now, with AJ Green kind of banged up, it was a good move. I mean, if you just need somebody for a couple weeks and you have the number one waiver claim, you might... Fuck it. You might as well.
Yeah.
I think he'll be like what he was a couple years ago when I had him. And that's a, like... three catches on four attempts for like a touchdown.
Yeah.
And you just hope that he just bodies someone on a fade and that's
hashtag Disneyland.
Exactly.
Yeah. Moving on from Dez, I picked up Ben Watson just in case Gronk was out again. Nothing too much there. Nick picked up Dak Prescott.
Needed a quarterback.
Needed a QB. That's all good. I actually really like this one. I like the pickup. I didn't like the drop player. It was Eddie. He picked up Duke Johnson Jr. and dropped Taylor Gabriel. I think with the new OC in Cleveland, I think Duke Johnson is a good play.
Especially since... isn't somebody hurt?
No, they have Nick Chubb. But, like, Duke Johnson went off last week.
Because he's more of a receiving back.
Yeah.
So he gets a lot of pass catches.
And then the Browns are down by a lot always, so...
And in this one coming up against Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're going to be down.
Yeah. But I didn't like him dropping Taylor Gabriel. I think that Chicago offense, because of that defense, the Chicago offense is going to have the ball a lot. And I just think there's targets to be had.
Too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But that's Eddie. His other pickup was... Derrick Henry.
and he dropped
Baker Mayfield. So, I mean, whatever.
But it's like, so you dropped you picked up Duke Johnson and you already have Jarvis Landry, but you dropped Baker Mayfield? I know he's got Cam, but for Derrick Henry?
Yeah. We're just going to let him have it. It's Eddie.
I think it's just that there's better options at the QB spot.
Have you looked lately?
Not on the waiver wire.
Right, but who's he starting?
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. I mean,
like, I have Baker Mayfield in a 2-quarterback league, and that's because I have a quarterback on bye. Like, it's not like I would start him in a 1-quarterback league ever.
Yeah.
Because he's efficient, but he's not good.
Yeah.
Like, he does enough to make them look competitive, but he also throws picks, and he throws for not a lot of yards.
Sure. I don't know. Yeah. I don't really care too much about Baker Mayfield or Derrick Henry, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, moving on, I dropped one of Michael's players and picked up another one of Michael's players.
At one point this season.
I dropped Chris Thompson and picked up C. Kirk. I don't even know his first name.
Christian Kirk. Another Christian.
Yeah. So, I was just trying to...
put in my notes, Brian picking up my sloppy seconds, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. I just needed a wide... All my whole bench was, like, running backs and Ben
That's
Watson.
Exactly what I said when I picked up Christian Kirk.
Yeah, so... But, I mean, whatever. I'm starting...
I'm
not gonna start anybody other than Julio Jones or Antonio Brown, so it is what it is. Well, maybe I should because I keep losing. So, let's see. You picked up a field goal kicker. Who cares? You also picked up. Is that Tyrell Williams?
Yeah.
For Demaryius Thomas. You want to explain? Give me 30 seconds. On how or why you did that.
Well, what I said in the group chat, because Nick decided I didn't trade for Demaryius Thomas. He was basically like Alex Collins in this last trade. He was just thrown in. I don't give a shit. It was basically I'll stash him on the bench. If they force feed him in Houston, then that's an option. But I wanted T.Y. Like, that was the guy I was after.
Well, I'm glad you got him because I didn't want him.
He got 3 targets. And so I was just like, okay, he's not going to be that much of an impact.
Yeah, but it was his first game.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. He's not going to take that
next
much
week just
away from Hopkins, and Miller is going off.
Well, don't be surprised if Demaryius Thomas ends up on my team again.
And, right.
And then he trades. Well, and, well, you can't trade you anymore, but...
Yeah. Let's see. Then this one...
Bench forever.
Yeah,
then... Tyrell Williams because he seems to be the red zone option on a good offense.
Against the Raiders.
He's had touchdowns in 3 straight games, and they're not on, like, long bomb freak touchdowns. They are all kind of short-range red zone. He's doing what Dez Bryant did a couple years
ago. See, so here's my thing about something like that. Like, a player who scores 3 touchdowns in 3 straight games, like, to me, I'm not going to go after him because he's due for a dud. And it's the same thing in reverse. Like, if a guy hasn't scored in 4 games, like, maybe, you know, this is the one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I
but that's the gambler's fallacy. I mean, I'm
well, you know me.
But the thing is, it's like, yeah, he's been doing it for a while, so of course he has the opportunity not to. But it's this idea. It's the difference between Tyrell Williams and Calvin Ridley. Like, or what was his name? When I chased Will Fuller a couple years ago.
For Todd Gurley.
Were these, like, long bomb freak touchdowns. And, yeah, he had a couple of weeks of really good ones. But... the fact that Tyrell Williams are kind of these short-range reds, he's getting red zone targets. And that's kind of the more important part than actually scoring, is that when they're in the red zone, which the Chargers are a good offense and they're in the red zone a lot, they're looking for Tyrell Williams in that zone.
That's fair.
And so that's what I'm more looking at than the fact that he got...
You didn't have anybody else to drop other than Demaryius Thomas?
Not, I mean, in hindsight, probably like Kirk Cousins, I guess. But like... I don't know.
You're not good at this.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Yeah, keep it up, man. So we're gonna move on to a couple more of Eddie's.
I'm making it look like I'm trying, just when I'm pooping at church. I'm just
okay, we're gonna talk about the other piece of shit in the league, Eddie. it goes 1-2, you and him. So he dropped Latavius Murray, which makes sense because they're on a bye this week and Dalvin Cook's coming back.
Yeah.
And then he picked up Green Bay's defense because I think whoever he had this week was on a bye for defense. He dropped Carlos Hyde. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is Leonard Fournette back this week?
Yeah, it looks like he's practicing almost in full. So
okay, so then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So here's one thing I wanted to bring up about Billy, and actually Nick pointed this out to me. He picked up Devontae Parker last week. Billy's one of those guys who picks, like, blow up week, pick him up.
And they don't do
shit, drop him. Blows up, pick him up. doesn't do shit, drop him. So keep that up, Bill. That's good championship material. That's good Asterix championship material right there. But you picked up, I guess, I don't know his name, Bagley? He's a kicker. We'll just call him Marvin Bagley. If we're wrong and Marvin, you're listening to this, Marvin Bagley, I'm sorry.
I'm
but
sure that was my social studies teacher junior year.
It probably is. He probably won like a radio contest and they were like, yeah, hey, guess what? You're the kicker for whatever team you're on. What team is he on?
The Chargers.
Announcer for a week, like.
Yeah. So moving on, Vince picked up a kicker, dropped Peyton Barber. That's fine. Kyle picked up Buffalo's defense. Does anybody know why that he picked up Buffalo defense?
Because they're playing the Jets.
They're playing the Jets, but also Sam Darnold's out.
Injured Sam Darnold.
Oh, shit.
So that might be a good move, but because it's Kyle, I hope the guy pulls a Nick Mullins or whatever the fuck his name is and just fucking blows up on the Bills.
I'm Googling who the backup is.
Is it in New York? Or
it's this guy who, like, I think he was, like, going to jail or some shit or was at a different team. Like he hit somebody in a car and then like the
oh shit, I remember that.
Oh, they're playing in New York.
I don't care about his name though. Let's look. No, they have Josh McCown.
Josh McCown.
Oh,
the McClowner.
It's a trap.
Good.
Everyone start your Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, everybody start your Robbie Anderson.
It's a trap.
So anyway, Robbie Anderson would have been a way better pickup than Tyrell Williams, Mike. Going to Brett's, he was the last two free agent pickups. It was Indy D for Dallas D. Who's Indianapolis playing this week?
Jacksonville. Blake Bortles,
I guess. That's okay. Whatever, but Indy's D is trash. But that's Brett's, I think, weakest point is Indy's.
He's just rotating defense.
Is Brett's, yeah. D is, yeah, but whatever. And then good old JR, John Ross. Brett picked him up and dropped TJ Yeldon, and that makes sense because Fournette's coming back, yeah. So yeah.
And also with AJ Green being out, you may see an uptick in.
Yeah.
Does Vince have the other guy?
He does.
What's his name?
Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, sure. Does anybody have the Uzuma, the tight end?
No.
Somebody get him. Shit, if Gronk's out, I'm going to get him. Hold on. Let me get my, like, 55th. So that was waivers, free agents, and trades. Moving on. Does anybody have anything to add to any of that, or. No, we're good. All right, so we got a couple questions here, and this should be fun. We're going to start with the top six teams and how they could or should win the championship this year, because it looks like there's kind of seven of us. Me and Ben are tied, but I think I have like 300 more points than Ben, so he'd have to outright have a better record. But so us top six teams, like, we'll just go through them. So, like, Billy, how could and how should he win the championship this year? Or should he win the championship this year?
I kind of did one blanket statement for all six. So, if you guys want to go first, go for it.
Let's hear your blanket statement.
Yeah.
For Billy.
For everybody except Brett.
Okay.
Be patient and hope Brett's team dies.
Yeah, that's.
I think a lot of your guys' teams are pretty much locked and loaded, except for the occasional buy mix up. But I think people get too antsy and try and get too cute, especially around buys. And a lot of you guys just like let your studs be studs, and do like in the sense of like hope that your team does what my team did last year, and just play out of their minds when you're up against teams that are averaging better than you, which Brett's team is doing.
So I actually liked how you kind of put that, but my thing, I'm gonna kind of go through, and I'm not sure. I think Billy's won three in a row this year. Obviously he's won eight, so he had to go somewhere. Brett has probably won three in a row. Nick, you won five in a row.
Kyle,
I think he just won three in a row, like not too long ago.
I thought he went through like four or five.
Four in a row, okay. Has Chris won three in a row, or has he been back and forth?
I think he's been up and down.
So to me, I've always kind of looked at that like, if you've won three in a row in the regular season, you know you can do it. So like, it looks like five of the six teams have won three in a row. This is kind of a Ben one. I don't think he's won three in a row, but if you know, like, that's so big going into that those playoff matchups, is knowing you've won three in a row and you can do it. So. And I think that was kind of your thing last year, Mike. You had girly and you got hot, and you know, winning three in a row is doable now. That kind of showed out the league that it's doable.
Yeah.
Even when you're kind of an underdog, like, just, I think it's just relying on your studs and.
Yeah. Well, and that was last year's biggest thing, was anything can happen. I mean, like, you put me behind so far last year. Like, I was like, oh, shit, what do I need to do? Like, I have all the best players, and I still lost. So, but for Billy, I think Billy needs the bye. Like, he can't – there's nothing he can – I mean, he's 8, and he has a 2-game lead. His magic number is 1 for playoffs, but he needs to have one of those first two byes because – I mean, honestly, if he somehow catches, you know, Kyle or something in the first round, that could be bad. He could catch me in the first round because it doesn't look like I'm going to be one of the first two byes. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not trying to be, like, you know, a douche, but if anybody plays me in that first round, they're in trouble. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think you're due for a massive rebound.
Yeah.
And it's just we're getting closer to the playoffs, and yeah, people, I think the thing is that people are going to start to get nervous with their teams, kind of like what Mike was saying, and people just kind of need to chill out.
Yeah,
like going into playoffs, because go ahead, Mike.
Frank, I think one of the big problems that I've had this year,
no, you're Mike,
I was nervous with my team from the jump, and I've been like consistently just acting from a place of nervousness. And that's why, like, I haven't been able to take my own advice. Like, if I got to start this year over, I think I would have, like...
Not drafted Gronk in the first round.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, I think I would have played this year a whole lot differently with some of the transactions that I made in general. Because normally, like, I think it's this year I need so that I can kind of learn from this end. The same way that I learned from last year. So hopefully this, just I'm able to kind of say, like, just let your people work.
Yeah.
And wait to kind of pull the trigger when, like, and bench someone.
So I'm gonna keep going down the list. So Brett, I think Brett is the one I think we all think is probably the front runner, even though Billy has the best record. I think Brett's team is just so stacked.
More solid.
So I think he's the front runner, so he just needs to stand pat. For Kyle, I'm going to skip you, Nick. Okay. But for Kyle, you know what? For him to win, he needs Le'Veon Bell. I don't think he can do it with the team that he has. And he's going to fucking, oh, my wide receivers and Matt Ryan is like Jesus and I like to suck his dick and let him come in my ears. But I just don't think he can win 3 in a row. With that team. And then back to Nick. You need the bye.
Yeah, I think I'm even worse than Billy.
I think if we did power rankings, I would probably rank you at like 5th.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just because
I agree
you're
with that.
Now that you have one of the better records, you're probably going to, the record itself is going to get you
into
playoffs.
Yeah.
But your points, you don't score points, and that's going to be tough in playoffs to pull off upsets like that.
I think that's how I've always been. I've never been one of the top 3 power teams.
Yeah.
And I'm usually more comfortable that way just because I know how to work my way around that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely need the bye. I think I have a pretty good chance at getting it, as long as Brett maybe loses a couple games.
Well, lucky for you, I play Brett week 13, so hopefully I can
yes.
pull one out for you. So here's the tricky one for me is Chris. He's a huge wild card heading into playoffs. He can easily win 1 or 2. I don't think he can win 3. Patrick Mahomes is going to carry him.
Melvin Gordon's
going to carry him. Patrick Mahomes has a couple of tough matchups in the last 3 weeks. But here's, I think, Chris's biggest thing is if AP keeps doing what he's been doing, Chris is going to be tough to beat in playoffs. Like I said, maybe not all 3 weeks he can win, but he'll be that team who upsets somebody in the first round.
Yeah, like I think a lot of people are not realizing that Washington's actually a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And that definitely helps AP out. Now, as long as AP stays healthy,
yes,
that's gonna help Chris, but if he goes down, that's it.
By the way, if anybody goes down on a main team, I'm the number one waiver now, so suck it, everybody. thank you, Ben, for using a waiver on Dez Bryant.
All part of the play.
And then, so the last, or the person who's in sixth place is myself. I don't know, guys. I'm not going to speak for myself because I don't know. I'm going to just lay it out. Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Saquon Barkley, CMC, Gronk, and hopefully a healthy stud of Dalvin Cook with Chicago defense with Greg Zuerlein as my kicker. I don't know.
Like I said, I think you're due. It's just, you're right now, you're on the brink. So it's like, if you have any more of these fluky ass losses, like, it's going to be like, everybody's going to bag on it because it's like, thank God he got eliminated.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, I have Vince. I have Vince and Mike the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then I have Chris, who I think has Patrick Mahomes on that bye. And then I have Brett in week 13. So if I can make a move, I can get up to that.
I think as long as you just lock in playoffs, by the time you face Brett,
you'll be tough to beat.
You'll be fine.
And I will definitely be looking to upset whoever's in there.
Yeah.
So that's all six. Does anybody want to add anybody for the top teams or?
No, I think I said kind of what I said. It's basically just don't get antsy.
Yeah.
Pray for Brett to just fucking die.
Yeah. So we're gonna reverse
not
it.
In the person.
No. Okay.
He has a baby on the way. He needs to be okay. So we're gonna flip it and reverse it. And we're going to go to the bottom four teams. Do you guys want to do how they can avoid Sacco or how they could potentially be the Sacco?
All they got to do is just win. I mean.
Okay, so who can lose two in a row?
To get out of Sacco.
So let's say these four teams are locked into the Sacco contention. Ben, Vince, Eddie, and Mike. Mike's in last place. What could you guys do to, I mean, obviously win, but like,
I think for like Vince is like, he immediately, like after like the first couple weeks, he was immediately already trying to get out of Sacco. And I think he has the best built team to get himself at least out of that scenario. Like, I almost want to say like he has actually, cause he still has a little bit of time, has a shot at getting in. There's a possibility of making playoffs.
Yeah. I don't think he has a chance to make playoffs. But okay, let's do this then. Since that didn't really go. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So let's do, can Ben, well, would Ben lose against you four guys, would Ben lose two in a row?
I don't think so.
Not in a row.
Okay. Let's go to Vince. Would Vince lose two in a row?
No.
Possibly, but I would say
he's put up some stinkers, like some really, some like 60
pointers.
And
I don't even know how. I mean, he's got a pretty good
team. Well, half of his team was my draft.
Odo Beckham, I guess. But
go ahead, Mike.
I would say like a 60% chance that he could go two.
Okay.
And then let's go to Eddie. Eddie can lose two in a row. Like I said, just having Travis Kelce as your main guy, that's rough. Just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Not sure what that had to do, but yeah.
And then Mike, you can definitely lose two in a row. I mean, is it coming down to Eddie versus Mike? Is Vince gonna finally?
If I'm in Sacco contention, I'm benching everybody.
Like,
I'm taking it to fill the property.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't let you.
I think Chris will.
Yeah.
Put players back into it.
So I think.
Bullshit.
So I think right now, if let's do this because we're running low on time, but let's do this. Let's pick each of us pick our championship matchup after 9 weeks and pick our Sacco matchup after 9 weeks. I'm gonna go with myself and Brett. I know, big surprise. But that's who I think is gonna be in the championship, and my Sacco is actually gonna be Vince versus Mike. And Mike, you're gonna lose to Vince, and Vince is gonna be the unsackable one again.
Hashtag Team Vince.
All right, pick your championship matchup and your Sacco matchup.
I was gonna say you and Brett, but
yes.
I'm gonna say Brett and
Don't do that. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I like Kyle. Kyle's getting hot at the right time.
He's getting hot too early is what you meant to say.
Nah, I like it.
All right, what's your Sacco matchup?
Me versus the world.
Just going to take on everybody?
Hell yeah. I'm going to lose.
To everybody.
30 points. Somehow. And it's only going to be Gurley. Like, Gurley's going to score 30 points, and everyone's going to take a nap, and their alarm clock won't go off.
Good.
And they all miss their game.
Good. All right, Nick, who's your championship matchup?
Yeah, I think it was almost unanimous. It's just Mike didn't want to totally go with it. But, yeah, I'd have to take probably you and Brett for sure. I think you're probably going to cut. Once you get in, like, it's a wrap. And then you're just waiting, or Brett's just waiting for you at the end. And then, of course, it's going to be Mike and I'll just say Eddie. I think.
All right, that's good. Yeah. That's good. So Ben's gonna clear it. Okay, yeah. Good. I like that. All right, so again, we're running out of time, so let's go over the blow-up player of the week. I had Keenan Allen, 152 total yards. That's good for Keenan Allen. Nick, who do you got?
Maurice Harris.
Don't know who the fuck that is.
Well, he still blew up for 10 catches and 124 yards, so.
Good. That helps no one.
No, I'll bring him up again.
Okay. All right, Mike, who's your blowout player of the week?
The two people that ran a train on me, Tevin Coleman and Michael Thomas.
Good. Okay, good. And then we'll go to that helps no one. I had Jordan Thomas from Houston.
Tea party.
I wanted to bring up the Chris Herndon, but Billy picked him up and fucked me on that. So I went with another tight end, Jordan Thomas from Houston. He had a tug.
Okay.
Doesn't help no one. Let's do it all together. 1, 2, 3. That helps no one. All right, Mike, who's your that helps no one?
I had two. So I had Miami's defense. I got 4 sacks and 4 interceptions, put up 32 points.
Good.
And then I have Nick the Goat fucking Mullins.
Wait, is it Nick or Nate Mullins? Can we?
Nick.
Nick Mullins? Okay.
Nick.
Good.
I've been listening to my 49ers podcast, and they're just jizzing all over it. But fantastic. Yeah, 3 tugs. He put up 22 points and was the number 8 quarterback on the week.
Good. And on 3, 1, 2, 3, that helps no one. And then Nick, bring him up again.
You already know Maurice Harris. Who? Fucking got all the fucking points, took him away from even fucking Jordan Reed and all these other guys.
Oh, he's on the Redskins.
Yeah, he's
good.
On the Redskins.
Good to clear that up. Okay.
That's why you don't know him.
1, 2, 3, that helps no one. All right, so this week's matchups, and then we'll let everybody go. Let's start off with Eddie versus Nick.
I put Eddie beats Nick because fuck Nick.
Good.
Even I'm nervous on this.
It's a trap.
I mean, he's got Cam. I got Funchess. I'm just hoping that Funchess gets the touchdown.
Look, Eddie's dropping 73 points. You're going to win scoring 100. That's what I got.
Yeah. I think the running backs are going to save me this week. So move on.
All right. Ben versus Mike.
Your wide receivers sure as fuck aren't.
Ben versus Mike. Ben versus Mike. Mike, are you gonna beat Ben? Sounds of silence.
I think so.
You think you'll beat Ben? I think
because Cup is back and he's doing Cup things. I get Ty back. I think I have a better shot than the past couple weeks for sure.
Do you want to know what's actually gonna happen?
Leonard. Oh, I'm gonna lose and my team's gonna put up 65.
No. Oh. What's going to happen is you're right. You're going to beat Ben. I don't think he should start Fournette because he's coming off that injury.
I think he's going to be on a snap count.
Goff versus Seattle, it's one of those matchups. It's a divisional matchup, and I think that's going to be, you know, Seahawks usually step up for those ones.
In L.A., though?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a trap game. But, Mike, I think you're going to handle him. Ben will probably put up 100 points, but I think you might break 100 and maybe drop 115 or something this week. It'll be a good week. Yeah. Let's see. Moving on to probably one of the matchups of the week is Brett versus Chris.
Okay.
I call an upset here.
I need Chris to win. I think everybody needs Chris to win. So we're pulling for you, buddy. Does anybody have buys in that? No.
The reason why D-Hop, Adam Thielen.
And Lamar Miller.
Yeah, he's got a lock.
Wow, and he's not starting Tom Brady. Oh, well, he's starting Rivers versus Oakland. But no, actually, just looking at it, I think Chris can handle Brett this week just because he's on he has those buys.
And the fact, okay, so he's got Phillip Rivers going up against Oakland, but then Chris has got Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon.
Well, I got Tyrell Williams too.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about you anymore because you're gonna lose. let's go me versus Vince. I think it's just gonna be a repeat of week one. By the way, this is all we're starting over. We're starting from week one again. So I think I'm just gonna wax Vince. Like it's not gonna be fair. I'm sorry, Vince. I know you're using the players that I drafted, but you know, you'll be okay, buddy.
It's to be expected.
Yeah. And then I think my matchup of the week is Billy versus Kyle, just because Kyle's on the up and
that's
Billy's...
another good matchup.
So, but I'm gonna go Billy. Billy's gonna win and lock up the first playoff spot.
I'm gonna be paying attention to that game. That's my matchup of the week too.
Cool.
Yeah, I think Billy locks it up.
Yeah, I think Billy takes it for sure.
Good. So those are the matchups of the week, or this week's matchups, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Other than that, I mean, yeah. So this was fun.
All right.
Insert loud as fuck llama outro.
Deuces.
And cut.
Llama, llama, shining, looking like a diamond. Llama, llama, shining, looking like a diamond. Llama, llama, shining, looking like a diamond. Llama, llama, shining, looking like a diamond.
Yeah, I had a like real life stroke.
stroke.
What's the Billy? Who is it?
Billy Squire.
Yeah, Billy Squire, the stroke.
Remember when you played that in a church?
Yeah, I did for a talent show. But I also played the stanky leg. Yeah, we got a fire whole flames. Yeah, keep rolling or whatever that Limp Bizkit song is. Yeah,
American Man.
Yeah, church, put your current perk. I also played right above it in church once.